SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, public library users benefit from improved access to technology. And later, a special feature celebrating our female trailblazers. Let's go Roundabout JA.
We help you get there.
If you are a small business owner and you need a loan to build your business, but you just don't have enough collateral to borrow all you need, the Development Bank of Jamaica will help you by guaranteeing part of the loan for you. Ask your financial institution about the DBJ's Credit Enhancement Facility.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
The Jamaica Library Service, JLS, has been transforming public libraries across the island by equipping them with state-of-the-art technology resources. This is being done through the Using Technology to Empower Individuals and Communities for Development project, aimed at providing Jamaicans with improved access to information and communications technologies, or ICTs. The project is being funded by a $2 million grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation's Global Libraries Initiative, with the government of Jamaica allocating $1.1 million towards the initiative. Director General at the JLS, Karen Barton, says 805 state-of-the-art ICT resources, including desktop computers, servers, and laptops, have been purchased and dispatched to all public libraries across Jamaica.
We have also installed 150 wireless access points in all the public libraries, which will enable all our users to ensure increased Wi-Fi access. There is a worldwide trend where libraries are getting into more information communication technology services for their users, because this is where the world is going.
Mrs. Barton says the objective is to improve provisions for local library users while matching worldwide standards where libraries are becoming more ICT-centered. About 300 JLS staff members have also been trained in technology management through partnership with the Management Institute for National Development, MIND. Under Vision 2030 Jamaica, our first national long-term development plan, the government is working to make it easier to start and operate businesses on the island. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more. For the month of March, we'll be highlighting the contribution of female trailblazers who have helped to shape the Jamaica we know today. Today's trailblazer was an actress, a former Miss World, and one of the youngest United Nations Goodwill Ambassadors appointed in Jamaica. She was also among the youngest parliamentarians and Minister of Youth and Culture. Do you know who it is? Find out when we return.
It's a matter of understanding the importance of adding, subtracting, multiplying, dividing.
Math counts.
Learning math will be greatly rewarding, gratifying, edifying, and fulfilling.
Math counts.
It's not hard, but to understand the concept, take the time to learn it, you think about your prospects. To be a physicist, teacher, biologist, shopkeeper, mechanic, or a chemist.
Math counts.
So embrace the wonderful world of mathematics. It's okay to be called a maths fanatic, because
math counts.
The Legal Aid Council insists on the right of clients to consult a lawyer. An assigned counsel must take full instructions from the client, inquire into client's physical well-being if in custody, advise the client, and ensure all client rights are observed.
This one goes back to all my women, you know? Today's female trailblazer is Lisa Hanna. And on our community notice board, from Saturday, March 5 to Sunday, March 27, the Catontown Seventh-day Adventist Church in St. Catherine will host their Christ the Transformer Evangelistic Series. Events will be held on Saturdays at 9:15 a.m. and on Wednesdays, Sundays and Fridays at 7 p.m. We've come to the end of today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us again next time as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.